The Gemara Daf Mem Zayin Amud Beis, three lines from the bottom. Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Koton Pereach Mezamnim Olav. Koton Pereach, Machlokes Rashi and Tosis, Rashi learns Pereach means Shehevi Simonim, he has Simonim, two meaning two sagas, Veloy Bo Lechlal Shonov, but he's not yet Bar Mitzvah. He's under Bar Mitzvah, he's in the 13th, he's 12th, but he's not, he has Cyrus. That's what Rashi learns. Tosis argues, and Tosis says that he brings rise from the Gemara soon, but Tosis says it's talking about that he's avada b'toch yud gimel, he's not by mitzvah yet, but he doesn't have two Cyrus either, he rather has a Cyrus with it, which are not k'de lokuf roishon le'ikron. We'll see Tosis in a second, but it's, he learned, that depends on how he learns up the rest of the sugya. But zok the Gemara first. Kot and pareach mezamnim olov, you mezamen on him. Tanya nami hochi, then we use him for the zimun. Tanya nami hochi, koten shevi shtei sairois, mezamnim olov. Now, Rashi says, hevi simonim, so it's shtei sairois, mezamnim olov. Vishalo hevi shtei sairois, ein mezamnim olov, ve ein medakti mekotim. And then he said, we're not medaktik. So, gmo hagufa kasha, amrit hevi shtei sairois in. It's mashma, you have to have dafke shtei sairois. Loi hevi, loi, vahodatona ein medaktim. Are you medaktik or not medaktik? It says, here it says that you need shtei sairois, and it says, not medaktik, you're not exact. Zog demora, what does aim medaktik bekotten? La siyamai, what does it come to include this aim medaktikim? My love, daf memchesom ade aleph, la suye kotten pereach, meaning that you're not medaktik as long as he has to Cyrus. It doesn't make a difference if he's nichlal b'chlal shonim or not. That is what Harashi learns kotten pereach, that even if he's lo yigel shonim, if he has to Cyrus, mezamnim olof. Now, Taisa says, It's coming to be Mar, but this type of Cyrus that are not really Cyrus. For us, he's safe for the Gluya Reisha. It's coming to be Megala. The Mashu Oyma Bereisha, Hevish Tei Cyrus, Hanu Porchois, She'enon Cyrus Mamish, could appear Shenichs of Techid Gimel Shonim. Fekta is a Kashavim Toymar. This whole Sugya of Kotten Pereach doesn't make sense. Vamrinon Le'el Kotten Amutal Barisa Oysen Oysen Sniff. Even if he's in a carriage, he's allowed to be counted as a sniff. So what are you being Mar, but Kotten Pereach? Cyrus, yes Cyrus, not Cyrus, real Cyrus, fake Cyrus, but Techid Gimel. In a carriage, you're allowed to be Mitzar of a sniff. There's a fundamental difference. When it comes to mitzarfim, put a center, so then taka, you can even mutl barisa. Then you don't need him to answer. He can't answer. He's a baby in a carriage. Here we're talking about v'hocha mari b'shloisho. For shloisho, taka, you need to answer. Like we had the Gemara, yotza l'shuk, v'kori v'oni, only when he answers and he stands by the door, then he can be counted for a third. So there's a fundamental difference for shlishi, for the zimun of shloish, then avada, you need to be able to answer. Then and that's our sugya. Mashenkin, that which we said, afilu mutal barisa, that's for asora. Oshama pligi adodi, Tosis wants to say. But upon him, meaning it's machloikas, if it's mutal barisa, argues on this whole brisa or not, that's another test. But the first test, Tosis mechalak between, there's two dinim zimun. There's a din of shloisha, and that yitaka need to be oina, yotzel ashuk, vuhuva kori va'oni, and then there's a din of asora, and that din of its sniff and its siruf, and that works even barisa. Now the Gemara continues Daf Chesam at Aleph. V'leis hilchase k'chol hani shmeitze. Elo, halach is not like the previous shmeitze that we just said. Elo, ki meaning the din of Kotten Pereach. Elo, ki ho de Omer Rav Nachman. Kotten ayodea lemi mevorchim mezamnim olav. If the Kotten knows who you mevorch to, then mezamnim olav. Now, the Pashtus, you can learn this Gemara Lekula, or you can learn Lechumis, Machlek Zishonim. Lekula would mean, you don't need Kotten Pereach, forget Kotten Pereach. As long as he knows who Lemi Mezamnim, it's ready Mezamnim, and who he Mevarach to, he knows it's the Eibishter, 10-year-old kid knows what's going on, Mezamnim Olof. The other way of learning, we'll see soon in Tosis, it's Lechumra. That means Kotten Pereach is not enough. It's not enough that it's a Kotten Pereach, Machlek Zishonim, Tosis, what that means. You need also need to have the knowledge, Lemi Mevarachin Olof. So we'll see Tois in a second. But the Be'etzem din of Kotni Yadei Elamim Avarchem Mezamnim Olav, so Shteit Rebbeinu Yoyma, Rebbeinu Yoyna, that this is Dafka Legabe the din of Zimun. Important to note, the Mimavarchem Olav is Legabe the din Zimun. Not Legabe other dinim, Legabe Minyan, you can't sell a user center, a kid, because he knows who you mispalel to. Because by Birchus Hamoz and Be'etzem, every person can bench for himself. Mashengim, when it comes to Nasora, for Kaddish, for Kedusha, you need a Tzibur Vasora, so that's not going to help. Now, Legabe the Etzem Din of Limim of Archon Olav, Legabe the Din of Zimun, so we'll see soon in Halacha after Tosis, but Bar Mitzvah Bacha, we are Noyek, that he benches Hoich, Far Hoich. Bar Mitzvah Bacha, by the Bar Mitzvah, he's Mitzarif, he's Mezamen even. So it really depends if the whole Zimun is a Din, the Raisa or the Rabbonon. If the Din is the Raisa, so then you have to Taka be Boydik for Cyrus, and not Soymera Chazoka the Rava for Cyrus. And chazaka when it comes to the raisa, but if it's the rabbanon dekadin, so then taka you can be soim chazaka the rabba that he taka has saris and he's moitzi even for zimun. Zok the gemara. Abai and Rava have a yasvi kamei the rabba. Abai and Rava sat in front of rabba. Omalu rabba lemi mevorchin. So rabba asked them lemi mevorchin. Who do we daven to? Now obviously Tais is going to say in the bottom that. Abai and Rava were very, very young. The women talking about Abai and Rava, teenagers or 10-year-olds. He's not asking them, Tzvem and Davin Mir. Goyis Abai and Rava. We're talking about very, very young infancy. So Amri Lo, so he asked them, so again, Abai and Rava, Abiyas, Kamei de Rabba, Omelu Rabba, Lemi Mevorchin. Amri Lo, they told him, Lerachmona Tzume Ebishter. Verachmona Heichem, where's the Ebishter? So Yosef Rava, Achvil Shmei Talalo. Rava turned to the roof. He pointed his finger to the roof. Abai nofeg lebro. Abai actually went outside. And ach veklap Ishmael, he pointed to the outside, to the sky. Omelu Rabbe, so Rabbi gave him a broch, and he said, Tavaychu Rabbona Ravisu, you'll grow up, you'll become crazy Tamil Chachomim. Hainu Dami Insha, butzin, butzin, mikatvi yadir. Meaning, Rashi says that at the last, a pumpkin, it's already, you can already realize it's what it's going to grow when it starts off in the beginning. Or is it the sap of a fruit from the tree? You can already see from the chanota what is going to come out already. So here also, we can see you're going to become, there's great things in store for you. Interestingly, there's a mice I'm reminded, Rabbi Yomin HaRodner, Rabbi Yomin Diskin, was once walking with the Pshua Laban. He was a very, very small child. He was walking with him in the forest, and he told the Pshua Laban that you should know, the Eibishter is Yochid U'Miyuchid. There's only one Eibishter in the world, Yochid U'Miyuchid. So Pshua Laban says, I know, you already told me this last week. So Binyamin says, I told you this last week. When did I tell you this last week? He says, yeah, last week you said the Eibish is Molei Kolaretz Kavoidoi. If he's Molei Kolaretz Kavoidoi, there's no room for anyone else. So of course he's Yochid Miyuchad. That was the Pshul Eibish of Butzim Butzim Mikitvi Yadir that he really understood at that age. So it comes out in this Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan said a statement that Kotten Pareach Mezamnim Olav. And Mezamnim Olav means that he can be used for the third one. He can be used for the Shlishi. It doesn't mean that he's the one that's the Mevorech, because that, for the Etzem Maisa Zimun, you need to be a Bar Mitzvah. Just Kotten, that's Loi Bolich Lal Shonim. Even though he's not Bibachal Shonim, but he's Yesh Loi Cyrus, Rashi says, Otois says that he has the Cyrus that are not Kedei Lokuf Roshan Leikron, so you can use him for a Zimun. Now, that which we said by a bar mitzvah bacha, that is taka mezamen and is moitzi others, like we noyig, is because he's taka higil chalshonim. So pshat is that's not kotna perech. Kotna perech means not higil chalshonim. When he's higil chalshonim, so then we assume he has Cyrus if it's taka drabon and dekedin. And if it's the raisa, then if zimun is the raisa, then you would not be surprised to rely on chazokas. Then shonim and Cyrus, you need be'etzim raya of Cyrus. But upon him, the din of kotna perech is a b'yechanan's din, that you marbe a cotton legabre din zimun. And Tosa said that which we said, mutal barisa, you make him a sniff, that's the gabre din asora, and here we're talking about the gabre din of shloisha, of a tzira for shloisha. Now, in Rashi, it's not clear when the Gemara says, v'les hilchse kahani shmaitse, what is it referring to? So Rashi doesn't say what it's referring to. We'll see Tosa in a second. But so to be showing him, the Meiri says that it's going on all the shmuas that we had up until now in the Gemara, meaning, the din of kot lamuta barisa mezamnim olav, less hilchsa like that, but rather you have to be a delemi mevorchin. Legabre the din of what's it called? That you make him a sniff asora, the halach is not like that either. not just for mezamnim, not even for snifa asora. Like the din of tisha ve'eved mitzarfin, not like that. The din of tisha ve'nirin kasora, not like that. Like all the din of shnayim b'shabbes, like all these dinim, the halacha is not like that. Now comes over here Tosis and says, Ben Tam says the pshat is no. Talk to Ben Tam. First Tosis says that the leis hirzakhani shmeitzer that it's going on kotn apareach. On the din of Rabbi Yochanan, but it doesn't mean that we don't hold the Kotna Perech alone. It means Kotna Perech needs a second condition. It's the Chumrah that he also has to be a Dealim Mevorchin. It's not enough that he's a Kotna Perech and that he is he has Cyrus or he has some type of Cyrus, even though it's not a Gil Chash on him. He has to know Lemi Mevorchin. So it's a Chumrah. Mezamna of Hainu Dafke Dealim Mevorchin. You need Tavaya Beinon. You need Taka both. And Tosis brings a Ben Tam that Afbi the less hirs chani shmeitzer, but the halacha is yes, like a Pshuah ben Levi that says that you make him a sniff la asora, meaning pareach. What we're talking about over here is dafka ledin shloisha. The less hirs chani shmeitzer, meaning it's not going on a Pshuah ben Levi because a Pshuah ben Levi avade is going on a din of asora, and for that the cotton is a sniff. And then Tosis discusses if the din of a Pshuah ben Levi if he mitzar for cotton is the Gabi Birch Samozin only or even the Gabi Tvila. And then Ben Atam says that V'yesh Mitzarf and Kotlin the Tvila Rak Sheikh Chumash B'yodoy. So to Dr. Ben Atam, that's a Minik Shtus. Because Chumash B'yodoy is like Oren is not a Gavra, like Gemara said. Chumash is not a Gavra, that Avadat wouldn't work. And the Riyaz Atzad, it means sniff for Kriya Satera for Kotlin to get an Aliyah. Zog the Gemara, Omer Rab Yudab Rede Av Shmuel Bashilas Mishmei De Rav Tisho Ochlu Dogon. If you have 90 people that what that ate dogon, they ate grains. The echad ochal yelik, and one of them only ate a vegetable. Mitzarfin, you can utilize him, even though they didn't all eat 10, you know, all eat dogon. You can mitzarfin for the din of asara. Now, now we're discussing what he has to eat. Question is, what is this talking about? The Rosh learns that this tziruf is, here it says tisha ve'echad. The Rosh learns that this tziruf is even for gimel. And that's what we fear, Zech L'maisa B'di'evet. We see in Shulchan Aruch soon that even if you have two people that ate dogon and a third one ate only vegetables, you mitzarif him for a zimun. The Rif and the Rambam, and that's on Shulchan Aruch, really paskins, is that this din is dafka lagabi asora, but not a din of zimun of a zimun of shloisha. And the reason explains the Mishnah Berurah, because to make a tziruf, all you need for asora, all you need is haskaras Hashem for that type of tziruf. So then a taka helps even vegetables for the tzenta. Masha'enke for the ikad and zimun of shloisha. So then you taka need all three eating dogon. But lemaisa we're makel that like the shitza rosh that it's better for the third person to eat bread or dogon. And b'di'evet, even if he eats a vegetable like the rosh taka learns, they give him mitzarif the third one also. Mishaburin Kuf Tzadi Zayin, you can mitzarif even a third person with the Evid if he doesn't want to eat mezoinus. He wants to eat just a shakal or a hadoma. And the tenth one had a vegetable, correct. The tenth one had a vegetable, or even the third one had a vegetable. That's the Gemara's Kasha soon. How many could be mitzarif for this vegetable? But Lemaisa, this din is all a Gabi Tziruf. But to be mezamen himself, to be moitzi, that avada you can't have someone who did not have. Pass itself. That yavali you need lahoitz, you need pass. Omer Reb Zeira, boy, my name is Reb Yehuda, shmoina mahu. What if you have 8 people that had dogon and 2 people had vegetables? Shiva mahu. What about 7? Omer le loishno, there's no difference. Once you have roiv, rubai is rubai. Zok the more loishno, shisha, so there's no difference if you have 7 or 8. You have roiv that have dogon. Zok the more shisha vadi lami baili. 6, I did not ask a question bichlal, meaning, Rav Yehuda ben Rav Shmuel Bashilas asked Rav. I'm sorry, Rav Zera asked Rav Yehuda. Omer Rav Zera, boy min Rav Yehuda. Shmoy na mahu, shiva mahu. But 6 I never asked. So Zok de Mora, Omer Rav Yehuda, what's the difference if you ask 6 or not? Shapir avadat lo yabayin. You don't have to ask 6. If 7 and 8, the din is that you can be mitzarev, so 6 is also roiv, that 8 dogon. Shapir avadat lo yabayin loch. Wholesome time, and my reason is, mishum de ikaruba. Hochanam, ikaruba, as long as you have roiv, a majority had dogon. That felt bad. Rashi explains that he was mitzar that he didn't ask this question. He was mischar that he didn't ask Rav Yehuda about 6. He held maybe there's a difference in 6. Ruba de minka binon. It has to be a recognizable roiv. 7 maybe is a recognizable roiv. 6 is not. I should have asked. I didn't ask about 6. Maybe the halach is not automatically as long as you have roiv. Maybe you need a ruba de minka.
Correct.
According to the Shitza Rosh and Shitza Taisa that says that this din of even of tziruv is even by one, so you don't have such a clear rub with a minkar.
Meaning tziruv yerek by shloisha works, you don't really have a minkar. But it's going with the Pashta Gemara that it's going on Asara.
Zog de Gemara, Yanai, Malka, Umalkasa, Kichu, Riftu, Bahadi, Adodi. They broke bread together. Yanai, Malka, Umalkasa ate bread. Umide Kotelul Rabbonon, Yanai, Amelch killed Adod Chachomim. So Mikotelul Rabbonon, Lehavale, Inish, the Bruche Elohu. There was no Rabbonon left to bench, to ois for ois. Afterwards, all Birch and Bosn, you were Moitzi. Others. There was no Tamil Chomim left to be able to be Mavarech, to be Moitzi others. No benches. You had to know to be Mavarech, and you had to have a Tamil Chochim for that. Omelu Ledvisu. So he told his wife, Man Yovlon Gavre de Mavarechlon. We're going to find the Tamil Chochim left. I killed them all out. They'll be able to bench. Omelu, so she told him, Ishtabeli, if you swear to me, the Maisina Loch Gavre, I'll bring you one Tamil Chochim, to lay Mitzah, so you won't be Mitzah him. Ishtabelo, so she swore to him, he swore to her. The reason he killed that old Chachomim because they questioned his kingdom if he's able to be a Melech Bichlal because he was from from the Malche Beis Chashmenoi and they came to Paslim Mina Kohuna. So he killed them all out, Gemara Kedushin, back upon him. So she brought him her own brother, his Shvogah, Shimon Ben Shetach. Isis Le Shimon Shetach. She put him into hiding. He was saved from an old Chachomim and she brought him out to be Mezamin. Isis Le Shimon Shetach Achua. He placed his brother-in-law between her and him. He sat on the throne, mamash by the kingdom, all the way in the top of the days. Omale, so he told his brother-in-law Shimon ben Shetach, Chazisa kame yokra avidna lecha, izet vas va'kovedich gebach. I'm putting up front. He needed him to bench, but he put him up front. Omale, so he told him. So Shimon ben Shetach told him, Lav at komoykrasli. You're not giving me the covet. Eloi raisi the moykrasli. Torah is giving me the covet. The chsiv, silsel of ischoymecha, the chabdecha, ki the chabkeno. Torah gives the covet. Oh my Lord, so he turned to his wife, Shimon Shetach's sister, kochazis eloi mekabel morus. You see, the chachomim, the rabbis, the chachomim are still not becoming, accepting morus. They're not accepting my kingdom. Zog de morus, yov le kisel of rucha. So he brought a kosel of rucha. He brought a cup. Because the halach is, birchas hamazon is toned kois, the gemara in Pesachim kufei. So he brought him a cup to bench. Omar, so Shimon Shetach says, I didn't have a meal yet. Hechi Avrach, how can I bench? Boch she'ochel yane v'chaver mishaloi. What am I going to say? Rabbi Sanavoch, boch she'ochel yane v'chaver. I myself didn't eat. So what did he do instead? Shas yila ukosa. He drank the cup. I drank the cup. I'm a chelik of the achila of the suda. So Mela, now bring me another cup and I'll bench. So yovele kosa achina uborech. And they brought him another cup and then he benched. So there's a very Shtaka Kasha, the Rajba, the Rajba has a Kasha. If they already brought him the first cup to bench, so that's like Havel on Nevorech. Toys we had before on the Mem Zayin said that when you say Havel on Nevorech, then you can't be Mitzayif anymore for Zimun. So once it was a Havel on Nevorech, how could he now drink that cup, which was the cup was brought him for Havel on Nevorech, and now he drinks it and he says, okay, now I'm going to be Mitzayif. Oh. So you're giving the teretz that the Bialocha brings b'shem Friedrich, b'shem the Arzerua, and Azoi zok the tzlachoichet. The Arzerua says a gavaldig chap, and he says as follows: a chiddush gadol. The Bialocha calls in. He says as follows in Kuf Tzadi Zayin. He says that when do we say that if two people ate and now the third one wants to join, so then he can't be mitzarif after it was a havla nevarich already. It's over. It's passé. Masha'en kein. When you already have three, like our case, it was a whole suda. There were many people that were eating part in this kingly meal. So they were in nischayiv and zimun. So now another person comes along and he eats a kazayis even after the havla nevarech. So then he can be mitzarif even after the havla nevarech and even can be moitzi. That's the chiddush that the Ozru says. The tzlach says a little different. He says that he's not mitzurif be'etzim. Just pshat is he's being moitzi midin arvis. So and he brings it and mitzad arvis taki can be moitzi. The Bialoch Lamaisa brings this Ozru and he says that Roy Vishoyim Mecholik on this. And you can't just join if there's already three after the already said Havlan Vach. But upon him, you can mechalak between this case and cases where the Gemara before is that you want to create three that you can't create before you have a Zimun when you already said Havlan Vach. Zok the Gemara, Omer Rab Abba Breda Rav Chiya Bar Abba, this mice of Shem Men Shetach, the Ovad, legal mehu the Ovad, he did it on his own accord. He decided that you mitzara for a Zimun, and not just mezimun, you're a mezamen. Even if he merely drank a cup of wine. He didn't eat dogon. He didn't eat bread. It's like I made the ovad. So you have to have a gzais dogon. So he did it legarme. Now the Rashi over here says, "Umichi ocha kazais dogon miyamapik." It's mashma that if you eat a kazais dogon, the bottom Rashi, this long Rashi, then you would be able to be moitzi. Afak after kazais dogon shiud rabbonon. For Rashi abam kasha, it's only shiud rabbonon because the rest of the people ate v'chalta b'savot v'rachto, and you eat kazais. Kazais is the rabbonon. How does the rabbonon moitzi a deraisa? It's the shiud rabbonon. Kedom afak mishemesu miuzak tesis. Rashi. Kevin the Mechayim the Rabbonon Mechuy b'dov kinebei u'moitzi Rami dechavosim. Rashi says you can be moitzi Rabbonon, can be moitzi Rabbim even a deraisa. Fact Rashi v'im toimar kodesh shegi alachinuch olayama achi. We see a kodesh shegi alachinuch cannot be moitzi an adult because it's Rabbonon. So Rashi, that's different. How you feel with Rabbonon Mechayiv? He's not even Mechayim the Rabbonon. That's where he can't be moitzi because the din of chinuch is mutl on his father. The alei davuhu the Rami chinuchei. So mele, that's where he can't be moitzi. So that's what Rashi learned. Ubahak posak dafka de ochlo inu kazayis or kebeo de kavose. It's dafka when they ate like him, less than the shear. Avil ochlo besov, if they have a greater chiv of the raisa, then lo mafiki can't be moitzi them. V'yefshalamido, because they can't say that's the case, because over here we're talking about a whole throne, a whole meal that the kingdom had. Do yana v'chaverev ochlo besovu v'afkinu shem meshatki was moitzi them. Avak after legame u de ovad, even though he did it on his own accord, time and mishum loy ochlo kazayis dogon. Is mashmai only because he didn't need a kazayis? Ha'ocha kazayis dogon, ha'chanami would be enough to be moitzi them. So we see clearly, Zokta Rashi, not like the Bahag, that they don't have to be on the same level. The Rabbonon could be moitzi the Raisa. So there's many, a big need in the Rishonim over here. Tosis on the bottom, we'll see. Tosis says we're talking about specifically that he was moitzi them, he didn't arvis. And that's a chach by cotton. The whole kasha by cotton falls off. By cotton is no din arvis. Mashenkim, he didn't arvis. He had a din arvis, he wasn't a cotton, so then he could be moitzi, even though he's on a smaller level, midin arvis, enough to eat at all midin arvis.
Oh, so Tosis says as follows, Achiyecho kazayis dogon, it's mashma that you're not able to be moitzi others until you eat a kazayis dogon. And what Shimon ben Shetach did was the garme, he did it on his own accord. So Tosis mashma, that it implies that him ocha kazayis dogon, if he would have eaten a kazayis dogon, even though it's merely a kazayis, she yochel hoitzi afachem, can be moitzi others. And those others ate kdei sviya, which is a chiv deraisa. Kazayis is only in chiv derabonon. So it's mashma that the rabbonon can be moitzi a deraisa. Mashma shemocha kazayis dogon sheyochel hoitzi afachem sheyochelu ala soiva. V'teima fractosis, hare kazayis in a chayim derabonon, veich osi derabonon pota deraisa. As we know that a rabbanon cannot be moitzi the raisa, like the Gemara says in Mishamesu, tova me'era lemisha ishtu rabbanon mevarchem loy. And to say over here that he was being moitzi people that themselves only ate a kazayis and not kadei soiva, that doesn't make sense of Tosfos Amud Beis, because over here we're talking about the kingly meal. The kingly meal, of course, they ate more than a kazayis. Zoktesis. He would have batted them if he would have eaten a kazayis, and it wouldn't have been a garme. How would that work? After all, they're eating kazay svia, they had a whole meal, and he only would have eaten a kazayis. How is a kazayis moitzi a deraisa? How is the abonon moitzi a deraisa? Zok toises. Elanira lechalik, the end of the toises on Amud Beis. Elanira lechalik. The cotton she'ena bar chiyuv klal deraisa. Afilo ocha kadei svia, hilkach ena mechuyi bedova kunebe. A cotton is not mechuyi at all. So then, even if he eats kadei svia, he's ena mechuyi bedova. And he cannot be moitzi, lekach lemapigle. I ocha shiur de reis, even if he eats a kadei svia. Aval godl, by a godl is a whole new word, it's an arvistic adin. Aval godl shu bachiyuvi minatera, so once he eats kadei svia, mechuyi bedova kunebe, so then afilo leocha klau, he's able to be moitzi. Even if you're yotza, you can still be moitza someone else with kiddush, even if you're yotza, because it's a din arvis. Arvis, I don't have to fulfill the mitzvah now. I was already yotza the mitzvah. So I don't have to eat at all be'etzim to be moitza someone else. So why do you have to eat? You only have to eat a kazayis for a different reason. Ukzayis dogen ein etzorich. When you make zimun, you say, Boch shachalnu mishaloi. To say the word shachalnu mishaloi, you have to have eaten a kazayis. But not for the din to be moitzi. To be moitzi, zok toises, you don't have to eat at all. Arvis is af mishayotza moitzi.
So that's what Tosis learns. Tosis learns the whole different part. Buy a cotton where there's no din arvis, so then ain't chanami. A cotton, the rabbanon can't be moitzah the raisa, and there's no din arvis. Mashen can buy a godel, since the din arvis, then Shimon ben Shetach, it's, if he would have had a kazayas, where you can say shachalnu, then it could be moitzah even if they ate kidei sviya. Because midin arvis, you don't even have to be on the same level. The arvis is mechayev me, then I'm able to be moitzah you. And by noshim, that's a whole question. Bifnei atzmoi, kveig over here in the Gilin Shas has a question. The gabi noshim, could noshim be moitzi acherim? Are noshim in the parsha of arvis to be moitzi a man? That's a whole sugi bifnei atzmoi. But the gabi Shimon ben Shetach, Tosis wants to answer that he would be able to be moitzi even though he only had a kazayis because of the din arvis. Rashi learns no that lo olam he could be moitzi a drabona could be moitzi a deraisa. That's what Rashi learns. You just finished saying that Shimon ben Shetach legami do ovad, because be'etzem Rabbi Yochanan said not moitzi yedech rami dechavoson until yedech kazayis dogon, and Shimon ben Shetach that drank a cup of wine was on his own accord. But to be moitzi others, you have to have a kazayis dogon. It says clearly that if someone joins a zimun, as long as he joins them and he joins them as a mesubin, meaning even if he wasn't part of the actual meal, all he did is took a vegetable and he dipped it in. Or he ate a teina, groigas achas. Still, he's mitzarif for the zimun. So we see clearly, we're assuming right now that there's no difference between being mitzarif for zimun or being moitzil zimun. But we see clearly that you don't have to have more than a vegetable, any maichel. So what are you telling me that Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Chiya Abba and Rabbi Yochanan says that lo oilam and a moitzil is ram atchiyocha kazayis dogon? Here we see a part of the zimun, even if you eat less than that. And the Gemara is not mechalik yet between being moitzi and being mitzurif. Have them enter the Gemara. This teretz al gufa. It's the gufa mitzarif. You're right. Avada Reb Shimon Gamliel is correct that if you're all of a hesiv imoyen to be mitzarif, then you don't have to specifically eat pas. However, lohoitzis rami dechav oson atchiyochak zayis dogon. Reb Yochanan's statement that Reb Shimon ben Shetach legami de ovad, that in order to be moitzi others, you have to have a kazayis dogon. It doesn't work without dogon. And that's taka correct. And a moitzi rami dechavosan al tshiyach exayis dogon. Reb Shimon Gamliel that says that even if you only tovel imoyim botzer, it's sufficient if you have a gregus achas, you mitzarif, that's a gabi being mitzarif, being mitzurif to the din zimun, then you taka don't have to have kazayis dogon. We'll stop over here at the end of the omit. So it comes out there's two different nekudas and this omit, two different sugyas. One sugya is legabe the age of the tzirif of the zimun, the sugya of kotna pereach. And do we say that he can be mitzarif even though he's mutil barisa or leisir kolani shmeitza? And that's legabe the age. And then there's a sugya legabe what's the food item that you have to eat to be mitzurif? Is it a yerek sufficient or you have to have dafka dogon? Is it dafka legabe asora or is it legabe shloisha? That Tosfos comes says over here tisha shochel dogon of echad yerek mitzarifin v'hochi hilchoso that echad ochal yerek or even shosa kois yain he's mitzarif. And even the Varch Shachalu, you can say, even though only did his drink, because Shtir Bechal Achila. Then Tosfos says, V'yesh Roitzim Loimar, that's Afke Legabe Zim Nasora, but the Shloisha is not Mitztarif. And that's what we said before, it comes out in the Maskon, in Halacha, the Shulchan Aruch Paschas, like the Rif and the Rambam, that this din is Dafke Legabe Tzirif Asora, by Ochle Yerek, Lemaise the Rosh says, even for Zimun Gimel, and B'dievet, we're Soymich on even a Tzirif of a Yerek or a Shahakol, even for a tzirif of gimel. And Shimon ben Shetach was a bazundra chiddush, that was the garme, because he was being moitzi, not even by eating, but merely by drinking a kois of yayin.